sometimes doing things against our better judgment turns out to be the better judgment. Food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein talk about kitchen acquisitions they've made that seemed iffy at first, but turned out to be well worth it after all, on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Nat, so you remember not too long ago we did a show, What Were We Thinking, about kitchen gizmos and gear that we bought that turned out to be totally useless. In my case, the larding needle. What did you have?
I can barely remember, but if I didn't say it, it was definitely the ice crusher that I bought from Mac for Christmas last year. I swear I thought he wanted an ice crusher for his cocktails, and he looked at me when he opened it like, why would you buy me this? And we've used it exactly once.
Okay, well, that's stuff that we never should have bought. But today, what I wanted to talk about is stuff that we bought against our better judgment that we now think, like, maybe after years of use, hey, you know, that was actually a pretty good idea to get one after all.
Well, for me, no question, it's my large mortar and pestle. One of those big gray ones, you know, it's granite, can hold up to 2 cups of whatever. But I use it even just to do a little bit of cracked pepper. I must have 5 other smaller mortar and pestles, a couple of which I've used regularly over the years. Now I only use that big one. I adore it. And it only cost about $15. I got it at TJ Maxx.
Well, I've just got the one mortar, and it's actually a little small. I wish I'd gotten a larger one. You know, better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it kind of thing. And as DeGroote and I often say, just get the big one.
Well, Stein, I'm going to have to disagree there, because one of the things that I have that I thought, Nancy, you really don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this, is my mini food processor. So I have a great big one and a medium-sized one, yeah. But I also have a small one. And guess which one I use all the time? The small one.
Yeah, I definitely use my mini processor way more than the full-size one. Well, in my case, it was a potato ricer.
Okay.
I thought, I'm really being frivolous and extravagant by buying this potato ricer. I don't even like potatoes that much, but I just wanted it, and not actually to rice potatoes, which, by the way, if you want to make the best mashed potatoes, you should use a potato ricer, but to make spotsel dumplings.
Right.
You make this thick batter out of eggs, flour, and a little bit of milk. I'll post a recipe to it. And then you can put it in that ricer, a little cylinder. It's got a bunch of holes on the bottom and a plunger that you squeeze down, and it forces the stuff out the bottom into the simmering water. And I make my own spotsel, not that often, but often enough. And I'm really glad I got that thing. I got it 10 or 15 years ago, and I use it maybe 5 or 6 or 7 times a year.
I would add that those things are great for ricing potatoes when you need to make gnocchi. They make perfect gnocchi.
Yes. Definitely. Very good for that, too. What else?
How about an electric tea kettle?
Nah, we don't even have a stovetop tea kettle. We need to boil water for a drink. We just put a cup in the microwave.
Come on. We use ours every day, sometimes 3 times a day.
Nah, I'm never getting one of those.
Never say never, Stein, because...
I know, because I really diss the rice cooker. You actually gave me one as a gift, and I love that thing. I have to admit I was wrong. But there are a couple of other things I'm never getting.
What?
One, Instant Pot. And I want to do a whole show on that to find out how much you've been using yours lately. I'm guessing not much. And definitely.
You would be so wrong.
Oh, really?
So wrong.
Really?
I'm telling you once, I'm going to tell you a million times. If you use it for one thing, making stock, it's worth having much as we make stock.
Okay, here's one I think we'll agree on. And I don't care how much people rave about them. I'm just never getting a sous vide thing.
Me neither.
But I think that's a whole other show. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I was right about that rice cooker.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Well, even a blind hog can find an acorn now and then, Nance.
Stein.